Taurus, this is your weekly tarot card reading from Born Without Boundaries Tarot. It is for Taurus, Sun, Moon, and Rising Sign. I'm going to start off with the astrology, guys. So if you really don't like astrology for some strange reason, I don't know what the heck that's about, to be honest with you. But you could skip ahead, but it's about 6-7 minutes in. It's not that long, but it's important. So I'm going to start with the astrology, then we'll get into the tarot cards. I always create an extended reading for those of you who want deeper meaning, deeper understanding, more details, and that link is below. Or you can join my Unbound membership here on Born Without Boundaries Tarot, which gives you unlimited access to all of the extended readings, as well as all of the channel perks, including exclusive content that nobody else gets to see on any of my social media profiles. Yeah, and then Taurus comes out every single Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific time. That's over here on the West Coast. So please remember to subscribe to the channel and ring that notification bell so that you guys know when I upload your favorite content. I also do a daily tarot card reading. It's a general tarot card reading over on my second YouTube channel, Astrology Motivation, where I also post a weekly summary, which you can get on my website too. I blog it every single week. So check that stuff out, guys. All the links are in on my main page, on my channel banner. You know, I actually love this week for Venus, and this is going to be kind of the same. This was similar for Libra, but it's always a little bit different for Libra because Libra's more harmonious when Venus is in Gemini. With you guys, it just dropped into the sign right next door, which may be like staying at your neighbor's and, you know, how well do you get along with your neighbor? You know, Venus isn't actually uncomfortable in Gemini. She just doesn't flourish. She actually is more of a luxuriator. She's more romantic. Gemini energy is very cranial. It's very intellectual, logical, light, airy, friendship-based. So really, Venus thrives in Gemini by focusing on friendship and not expecting too much. And this is where the contention starts, because I'm going to break it down for y'all. This new moon is contentious. It's a difficult new moon that we started this week off with. Now, that was included in last week's reading, right? Because I project a week out from this day. So in terms of the astrology, if you felt that there's a lot of contention and that there was not harmony and you had to eat crow a lot, it's because of that new moon. The new moon was conjunct the sun always. New moons always are. And they are direct square to Jupiter. That means that you need to understand exactly really who you are, what you're good at, and don't expand too fast. Because if you expand too fast, it's like a shrapnel bomb, and you're going to rip through and destroy everything around you. Focus your energy on what you're really good at. Choose one thing, maybe two things. Stop trying to handle like 10 things at once, or overstretch yourself or push yourself into places that you don't belong because, or that aren't ready for you. It's like, are you picking up on social cues? Sometimes with a square to Jupiter, it's really difficult for us to pick up on social cues. You know, we're just so into what we want and going after it. So that's where we kind of begin this week. There is a beautiful sextile in the beginning of this week, Taurus, between Venus and Jupiter, which can put us in a very romantic mood and have us feeling like I can do anything. But bam, bam, the next day, all of a sudden, we have this weird aspect to Pluto that makes it a little bit shaky. And then there is this semi-square to Mars, which is you kind of being reminded that the way people get things done or the way that you go about things is being looked at too. And it's also a part of what qualifies you and what qualifies other people. If they go at things in a way that is shady, undermining, or even just so ambitious they're steamrolling people, then guess what? They're pieces of shit. I know. And in ways that you've done that, because yeah, Taurus energy could absolutely be the bull, right? Just push right in. And in those ways, you will break. The people will start to call you out and feel extremely uncomfortable in this energy. And then beautifully, almost serendipitously, I guess, toward the end of this week, Venus then forms a sextile to Chiron, which is, okay, how do I actually make changes based on the lessons I've learned the hard way and the suffering that I've picked up and understand? And it could help you be more empathetic, more caring, more compassionate, right? Sort of opening up those doors to healing. So let's get into the cards. But that's the kind of week it is. Is it bad? No. Man, come on. What did we just survive over the past 3 years? You're good. You got this. You got this. But this is going to be a week that kind of gets in your face a little bit. And I hope that overview kind of shed a little bit of light on why it's happening. We have dream the world into being. So absolutely, this is a sense of I've seen where I've come from. I've seen the past. I experienced it. There was a lot of pain. There was a lot of suffering. You can kind of see the skull in the background. I know it's supposed to be the moon, but it kind of forms that skull face, right? And it's like, what is over still impacts me and how I want to change or the changes I want to make in the future. So it is basically based on not wanting to repeat the past, right? Now, that can be absolutely good, but it can also make you run from the devil. And in that way, the devil controls where you go. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that you guys want to watch out for right now, is being so focused on making the future different than the past that maybe you're not appreciating what's in front of you, the resources that you have, or the moments in life, step by step, day by day. And then we have turn knowledge into wisdom. So this is moon energy. It's also primal energy. This is wolf. So it's your inner animal. It's a statement, Taurus, that says use your instincts. They're so important because instinctually we'll be very strong right now. Pluto is still sextiled to Neptune, which means that instinctually and psychically we're very strong right now. So if we're connected to faith and we trust what we don't understand and we don't try to change it or don't feel like we have to run from it, then we're gonna garner or earn a specific amount of wisdom to us, right? Wisdom, wisdom always makes the world lighter and more palpable, right? There's less contention when we have wisdom. This is also a sense of those things that you didn't see, those things that you didn't understand, those things that you didn't know, just so that you know, they could be, those subconscious things could be impacting how you want to build out into the future. And like I said, the devil at your heels, watch for that. Watch for that. Sit and ask yourself, why am I doing this? Am I doing this out of fear? Am I doing this out of greed, which is pushed by fear, fueled by fear? Am I doing this out of desperation? Or like, why am I doing this? Why am I pushing so hard? Because I shouldn't be pushing so hard if it's out of any of those things. And then we have be generous of spirit. And this is where you open your heart to compassion and also choose leadership. It is forward. It is progressive. Wow, lions and tigers and bears, dude. Oh my. Be generous of spirit. But I feel like this is a wisdom. This is a, how do I actually change the past? How do I do it? Well, I have to become different, right? I can't repeat the patterns that somebody repeated on me, but I do have to understand the lessons that they were trying to teach me. And if those lessons work, then I'll use them. And if they don't, they've still taught me something, right? And this is where the wisdom starts to settle in. Let's keep going. Time for a beginner mind. I think you know, it's like you know something new has to happen. And you're aware of that, but you've needed time to prepare yourself. I can tell you, you're prepared. And definitely by the end of this week, when that sextile, the Chiron happens between Venus, Taurus, you're going to be ready. You know, like, and don't rush yourself. Get there when you're ready for it. But by that point, you'll have the armor that you need to feel safe to start new. And I know you're like, armor, isn't that defensiveness? No, it's preparedness. We're not talking about defensiveness. We're talking about preparedness, realizing that I can move forward and open myself up to something different because of what I've earned, because of sort of like almost like the Nine of Wands, because of what I've earned through the experiences and scars that I bore, that I bear now. Interesting. Hold on. Apollo. Okay, this is about the sunshine. This is usually about like a celebrity or, usually about a celebrity or somebody that you're really attracted to or wanting the spotlight to be on you. Maybe through technology or because of technology or because of some technological thing that you're getting into. Could be on the computer, could be a lot of different things, ingenuitive. The Atlantis card is all about reconnecting with like people who are, think outside of that box, think broad and like to invent and create things, sort of an advanced society. This is also a sense of you leveling up, not only in earthly status, but also in how you understand yourself. It's like, it's almost like there's got to be quality and there's got to be competency and confidence together, right? So this is you looking forward, looking to the future, to a place where you are both competent and confident. So you could be learning something actually. Right? That could be it. This could be the week where you start to like humble yourself to start classes, take new classes, get new certifications. The sense of I want more, so I have to be more. And that's good because what I want primarily is to grow. I want to feel deserving. And the only way I'm going to feel deserving is if I know things at an expert level. And so I feel like that's what you're looking toward. You may be taking some sort of tech courses or just going back to school in general, sort of broadening and expanding your mind to step out, be able to step out with confidence that I know what I'm talking about. And I, you know, this is actually really wonderful energy, to be honest with you. You're looking toward the future. Okay. Let's go deeper. Taurus. Oh, it's not with those cards. Hold on. I guess what I want to know, God, is how does this translate to Taurus's every day? We have prosperity lies ahead. That's your energy. We have nothing is yet set in stone, which is actually really good. And then we have you and your loved ones are safe, which is Cancer. New moon in Cancer. And the new moon in Cancer just passed. So ultimately, this new moon must have been quite clarifying for you when it comes to which direction my prosperity is in, because maybe you hadn't settled yet or you weren't sure, or this nothing is yet set in stone is saying that, okay, I still have time. I don't have to make decisions right away, or I am learning and I am in a mutable space where things keep shifting. Oh, you know what it's saying though, Taurus? For this week, you have to be really open-minded. Like, don't set anything into stone. It's going to be hard, I know, because stubborn is something that usually comes very naturally to you. But it's saying, don't remain malleable, remain flexible. That's how the prosperity is going to come to you, through intuitively feeling your way through it instead of deciding and insisting. Deciding and insisting is not going to work this week, but feeling it and like allowing yourself to sort of go with the flow. Why is that important? Because when things make sudden changes, you can feel very much something's wrong. Something's wrong. Something didn't work out. The cards are telling you that's not the truth this week. Things are just kind of like finding their way into, you know, the spaces they want to be in. It really has got nothing to do with things not working out. But if you decide that things aren't working out because things didn't go, the chips didn't fall where you expected or wanted or hoped, this is disappointment. This is almost like, excuse me, that's where disappointment comes from. And so what I'm begging you to do right now, Taurus, is to just don't, the expectations, leave them at home. Allow things to shift and change and the chips to fall where they may, and focus on what you care about, you know, like happiness or comfort or like making sure everybody's taken care of, things like that. No, you don't spread yourself too thin, but it's actually good. Just sort of like listen the ebb and flow. Let people communicate to you what works for them too. Really important to not shove, but instead to kind of cooperate. If that makes any sense in terms of how to work with this energy this week. Prosperity lies ahead is beautiful. This could be talking about a family member or something with your family, in that, yes, things are going to work out, but you will not know this week exactly how they're going to work out. And that's fine. Leave the door open for them to work out the way that they will work out. Somebody, I don't know if you have somebody, blonde hair, blue eyes, somebody in tech, somebody in technology, somebody at work or seeking out their goals. Bottom line is they will be great. They will be good. They're still figuring things out. Maybe this is you. It's okay to still be, happy birthday, Michelle Sanigay. It's okay to still be figuring things out. I apologize. That comes from talking too much. Yes. Okay. So if money was an issue, it's not going to be an issue. It's going to work itself out. It's going to work out. You're going to find it. It will come to you. We have rest and rejuvenate right here, dead center. So this may seem like a boring week. It's not at all, because this is almost like a test of your will. It's almost like a test of your overall strength, your strength over yourself, right? To say, I'm not going to dictate. I'm not going to dictate. Maybe even you're taking time off. Excuse me. It's like, give it a rest. You know, give it a rest. Take some time out. Let things keep shifting. Don't let them, don't decide anything right now. It's almost like if I could take all Tauruses and put them on vacation right now, I totally would. Simply because that's where you're going to get the most out of this energy, instead of trying to push against it or fight against it. Because ultimately, I feel like you'd fight too hard. Okay, so real world events. This is once again, who do you know that's younger? I would say up to the age of 25. Maybe somebody's taking some time off. Maybe you were worried about them. They're going to be safe. It will be cool. It will be fine. This is sort of the natural ebb and flow. It's something that they need to do. Or like, don't put so much pressure on them. Like, back off a little bit. But what answers does Taurus need? Really? What answers does Taurus need? Ace of Wands. This is a new beginning or a new start. That's the answer you need. That it is, yes, that's the answer. Yes, it is time for something completely different. And yes, this is new inspiration, and you will find inspiration in this, and it should be, and you should trust it. But where do they go with it? The Moon card. This is a Pisces. You could be even dealing with a Pisces. Like, finally, it's like almost like somebody is finally going to be clear at what they want to do. but only after letting themselves rest and not feeling so pressured to do it. So it's like taking the pressure off and letting the relaxation happen actually will answer the question, because the reason why the question was not answered or you couldn't make a decision was because there was somebody was putting too much fucking pressure on. So ultimately, take the pressure off and you get what you want. Wow. Holy crap. Then we have the High Priestess. All of a sudden, if you just trust the flow of the universe, things move forward and somebody makes a decision really clearly. This is the Sun card again. They'll be certain of themselves. They'll be sure of themselves and they'll be sure of what work they want to do. So it's really about a decision that you're making. Excuse me. And you'll only be able to make it once you take that pressure off of yourself. But this is really beautiful because you are coming to finally a conclusion of really what you want to do, maybe with your life, maybe with your purpose, the next project you're going to go into, some decision you've been making about work, or somebody that you know finally able to make that decision because you've just let up, right? This is the genius behind faith and letting go. Let's go to the extended. I'd love to see what we're going to talk about there. I'll see you then.